This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and maybe even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Dak Prescott speaking about contracts up in the air.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We're here first week of June and his contract hasn't been touched. CeeDee Lamb's not at agreement with the Jones family. And then Micah Parsons like, that's okay, I'll wait. All I know is it's just going to get more expensive as they wait.
Today's guests, Rams running back Blake Corum, host of Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, UFC bantamweight champion Sean O'Malley. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to this Friday edition of the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the Roku channel. And on this program, in hour number three, Sugar Sean O'Malley will be on this program. And I bring that up not just because he is a UFC fighter of note, but right here on the Roku channel, Fight Inc. Inside the UFC, a behind-the-scenes look, sort of a documentary, behind-the-scenes look at one of the most famous combat sports in America. Guess what? It premieres exclusively today on the Roku channel. So we're one big happy family giving you a bunch of content, but there's 3 hours of this show you must consume. Because we're here to help you consume it. And you can also listen to us on this terrestrial radio station, Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more. We say hello to our podcast listeners all 3 hours. You can get this show through the Cumulus Podcast Network, wherever you get your podcasts. And also, we say hello to everybody who's out there that just wants to be said hello to. How about them apples? We're thrilled to be here. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We already have some folks calling in. I always love seeing that. It's a What's More Likely Friday, and today is also the day that we finish up something that I just thought of while we were on the air a couple Wednesdays ago, which is the best case scenarios for every team in the National Football League, division by division. We've been doing it for 7 straight shows. We finish up today with the AFC West, and we all know who resides in the AFC West, the 2-time defending champs, the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's on today's program as well. Boy, Chris Brockman, you had a sports night last night.
What happened?
The Red Sox scored about like 2 touchdowns as the Celtics dismantled the Dallas Mavericks in Game 1. Good to see you over there. You must be in a good mood today, sir.
I couldn't be better.
I bet. Good to see you, Jason Feller. How are you?
Jay Felly.
Good to see you, TJ Jefferson. Candles already lit over there.
Candles lit. I'm rocking a Homestead Grays hat today. Shout out to all the Negro League teams and everything that's been happening in the baseball with the record books.
Okay, that's true. That's correct. Yeah. Where Negro League records have now been incorporated in Major League Baseball record books. So 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the program. Hey, man, game one for the Celtics couldn't have gone any better than that. I mean, with the exception of getting a little bit of a throat tightening in the third quarter with a 29-point game whittled down to an 8-point game.
I wonder what you were doing at that moment.
I can run it down for you. So I played a little golf yesterday, so I recorded the game.
Oh,
so I
assumed tape?
No, but it's all good. I had everything muted. So I started watching at around 6:15.
So and that's 9:15 for pretty much most of America listening and watching.
Cage and Sarah were at Disneyland because his school was randomly closed.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was just me and the dog.
Did you take your shirt off?
Oh, I was definitely shirtless. I had my green Celtic shorts on because I had to take a shower post-golf.
Why was that the first thing you thought? Because
that's how he walks around his house.
I'm shirtless most of the time.
Seriously, the man is from New England. He spent time in Alaska. He's all over the place. But the way he walks around his house is full Florida man.
I have a little bit of Florida man in me. Oh,
so I figured, like, the Celtics are on. He's gotten in around the golf.
No one's home.
He has successfully kept the sports blackout completely.
Right. Everything was going great. I shot an 80 yesterday. So anyway, we're just making shots. Porzingis is going nuts. I am screaming so loud at my house. My neighbors thought I was probably murdering someone named Dallas.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Nice. Look at him.
I am just like 12-letter bombs are going nuts. I'm just so excited.
Zipping through the commercials?
Zipping through commercials and free throws. I finally get caught up at halftime.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, so I caught up right around the start of the third quarter. And then, you know, Dallas comes out hot.
That's when the cooler sits.
The Celtics, I know. I go live, and we start sucking.
I was wondering, where did that run come from? Now you and I have the answer, now TJ.
Dallas starts doing their thing. The Celtics do their thing when they come out cold to start the third quarter. A little few extra turnovers. The threes aren't dropping. And
cut it to eight, timeout.
I got to say, honestly, it's 72-64, and I'm kind of like, Oh, no.
Now you got to play some more golf.
If Dallas starts making some open threes here, we got a game right quick. And then 14-0 run, and that was pretty much that.
That was that. Couldn't have asked for a better start from Porzingis. How about Joe Mazzulla having him come off the bench? That was a nifty little wrinkle.
Kind of didn't expect it. I just kind of assumed he'd be starting.
I mean, who the hell expected that? Like, he's back and let's go for it. Yeah. Instead, they bring him off the bench and he scores 18 of his 20 in the first half and he was just dominant.
Dominant.
And, you know, and the big men for Dallas disappeared. You know, also disappeared was Kyrie. I mean, the perimeter defense on him, even when he was getting his open looks, he was missing them. But he couldn't finish at the rim either. Jaylen Brown, my God, is there a part of his game that isn't two-way stupendous? I mean, he is unbelievable.
And he gets that huge deal in the offseason. We're like, man, is this guy really worth it? Yep, worth every penny. He was awesome last night.
And I'll keep repeating what I've said about Jaylen Brown, who did lead the Celtics, with 22 points last night. He had 6 rebounds, 3 steals, and 3 blocks.
The rim protection was amazing.
It really was great.
Had 4 or 5 blocks. Like,
stupendous.
It was
stupendous. You know, the Mavericks were smothered. I mean, for the radio audience, we have on the screen right here, one single assist for Luka Doncic. One single assist. Just 9 assists in the game for Dallas. But I'll keep repeating what I'm repeating for Jaylen Brown. When you get paid what he got paid, and few people in your, you know, in the fan base believe that you need to play up to that. Few people in the fan base believe you deserve it. I'll be honest. The superest of the supermax.
Top of the top.
The maxiest of the supermax.
Yeah.
The super maxiest contract ever. And I don't know how many people in NBA circles thought Jaylen Brown would be the first to receive it. And the market's the market. We say that for the NFL too. Mm-hmm. But to receive this contract in the Northeast, in that Acela Amtrak corridor, where, you know, longtime listeners and first-time callers reside and lurk, and 24/7, 365 chitter-chatter. Nonstop. And to perform the way he has performed in his first year of his contract, and to perform the way he's performed in these playoffs, and to perform the way that he performed in game one of the NBA Finals last night, it truly needs to be remarked upon. And Jason Tatum should thank his lucky stars he's there. Because if he wasn't there, it would all be on Zero's shoulders. And I don't know if the Celtics would be where they are. That's a fact.
Yeah. And Zero would be getting killed today. Nationally, didn't shoot great, but he did kind of everything else well. 5 assists, high in the game, 11 rebounds, kind of what he's been doing. But, you know, the scoring wasn't there. He did hit a big 3 after they cut it to 8. You know, Tatum did hit the three to kind of get that run going.
Yeah, I just think, though, what we saw in game one, and again, you don't treat the NBA playoffs like it's the NFL, where every game is now a cemented narrative for us to discuss and believe in for the rest of the campaign. And game two can absolutely switch, and we could be talking about another Celtic game two, if you will, letdown.
Yep.
I mean, haven't they lost game two? One of their two losses in these playoffs?
Both of the losses were game twos,
right?
Game twos, yeah.
So,
and Dallas, look, they missed a lot of open threes last night.
I
expect some more of those to go in. It's going to be a lot closer.
Totally, but this is what the Celtics, I mean, when they draw it up, it's not Tatum scoring 40 and the rest of them just watching.
Right.
It's not anything like that. It's what we saw. It's just make your threes, play smothering defense, don't turn it over. If the Celtics do that, this thing's a wrap. I fully believe it. Certainly the way Porzingis is playing, they're at full strength. So that's the way they draw it up. That's mm-hmm. the way Brad Stevens draws it up. That's the way Joe Mazzulla draws it up.
No doubt.
It's not like Tatum just being the superstar and everyone else just fills in. Can they win a game like that? Absolutely, of course. Might they win a game like that? Maybe. I don't know. But that's the way they do it right there, where Kyrie can't get a shot. I mean, I knew the Mavericks were absolutely in trouble when he's one of the greatest finishers. Like, always, in the same way that someone like DeAndre Hopkins gets close to the sideline and you're wondering, did he get his feet in? Of course he did.
Of course,
like,
he did.
Literally 99 times out of 100, he did.
Right.
When Kyrie gets within like 2-3 feet of the rim, he's going to finish.
Yeah.
Not last night. He couldn't finish. He couldn't start. He couldn't get anywhere. And Jaylen Brown was absolutely everywhere. So congrats to the Celtics. They got it done in game one. PJ Carlissimo is going to join us on that front. You know who's joining us in about 8 minutes' time? Balake.
Oh, Balake.
Balake.
Blake Corum is going to join us.
It's your boy.
You know, there's few people that make me smile quite like him.
You just lit up.
And I need that smile today.
Why, you having a bad day?
Well, because during all this that happened last night, Yankees were in the midst of winning their eighth consecutive baseball game. And
domination.
You know, dominating the Twins, and then there's a rain delay. And then you hear Juan Soto is not playing the rest of the game. And the reason why is because his forearm is bothering him. And then you find out that the forearm's bothering him, and just the precaution, an interesting precaution also took place in the minor leagues at the very same time.
Mm-hmm.
Their studly prospect, Jason Dominguez, aka the Martian, his nickname, because he's, yeah, I guess because he's out of this world, or
I saw him.
Yeah, pretty much.
And last year, the kid was raking like crazy, one of the few bright spots in the Yankees' second half of the season last year, when Aaron Judge hurt his toe because the Dodgers' bullpen door gave way when he crashed into it. But Dominguez hurt his forearm last year, was complaining of it, and Aaron Boone went to the podium and talked about how it's just a precaution, but they're going to have him take an MRI anyway, and he winds up needing some sort of a Tommy John surgery.
Oh. Yep.
And now I'm sitting here thinking, Aaron Boone saying the same damn thing about Juan Soto right now, and who was removed from his minor league game in the eighth inning last night at the very same time Juan Soto did not play after a rain delay due to precautionary concerns, Jason Dominguez. And what the Yankees said afterwards didn't really calm my nerves, nor did Juan Soto's exchange with Meredith Marakovich, who is outstanding at her job. She covers the Yankees for YES. She is an in-game reporter, and then had this exchange with Soto amongst the rest of the New York throng afterwards.
Juan, Aaron said that your arm had been bothering you for a little while. When can you remember it first starting to be a little bit sore?
I don't have the right specific date, but it's been like a week and a half or two.
A week and a half.
I've just been grinding through it.
Where specifically does it hurt you?
My forearm.
When does it hurt? Like, what activities it hurt? Everything you do, or there are certain things where it hurts more?
It's not any specific activities. It's kind of funny that it doesn't hurt me whenever I throw or hitting. It's more like soreness that I feel with any any kind of move that I make with my arm. But definitely don't stop me for anything baseball-wise and, like, in the field.
I mean, we should all have our forearm bother us the way that it's been apparently bothering Juan Soto over the last week and a half.
Right?
But it doesn't hurt me when I'm throwing or hitting. Two home runs, by the way, and Sunday's series sweep in San Francisco. One of them, completely no doubt, damn near made the cove. And so it doesn't hurt him there, but it hurts him pretty much every other second of the day. Like, what the hell are we doing?
Like, does he black out during a
And so, but Judge is the one who sat last night, yep. Not Soto. And then you're not sitting him when his forearm's been bothering him for a week and a half, but now you're sitting him during a rain delay? So all I'm asking you is this, Chris. Yes. And I know you're not crying me a river or anything like that right now. And I understand you're not either, Mr. Met.
I mean, we got our own.
You might be flipping me your middle fourth finger over there, like Mr. Met.
Right.
Right. How do you flip a middle finger when you only have four fingers?
I don't understand. Like, what are we doing?
But hey, listen, that's a hell of a talented mascot. He's done that. Just keep hitting refresh for me, will you please?
You got it.
Because Juan Soto's in a tube somewhere in New York City, and I need to know what the hell's going on.
I mean, I let you know the JSON news, and you were like, uh-oh, last night, and he got called up.
Dude, because it sounded the same.
It happened a little bit like the same time.
It sounded the same what Boone was talking about, Soto's arm that turned into Dominguez being done for the year.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, just in time for the Dodgers to come to town tonight, and then the Yankees have four in Kansas City, which is playing out of their skulls, and then finally, we finally get to see the Red Sox, but not at full strength, unless Soto's like, I'll just play through it.
And if he can,
then why didn't he do it last night? Oh, rain delay. I see. Okay, very good. Can't ramp up. It's not like he's the starting pitcher. Okay.
I know that now.
So I need to just.
Look, you won eight in a row.
Be
just
treated
relax.
With kid gloves.
You're good.
If you don't mind. And one thing that I'm greatly appreciative of, is he on right now? Put him up because I need a smile. Put him up on the screen if you don't mind right here. I normally don't do this sort of thing. I just need to get a little bit. There he is. There's Blake Corum. Good to see you, Blake.
He smiled too.
Yeah, so of course. We make each other smile.
That was good, yeah.
Okay, so let's take a break, Blake. I need to take a break, and then we'll be right back with you. That's the Los Angeles Rams running back, Blake Corum, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Look at him in a professional football uniform. Can't wait to chat with him. That's next. This is a Friday Rich Eisen Show. Man, the Hoops Finals are right around the corner. How cool would it be to go to one of those games? You might even be thinking that right now. And if you are, I've got the solution for you. Game Time makes getting finals tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to tip-off. You get killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, meaning no surprises on the final cost. Views from your seat, which means no surprises on your view of the court. The lowest price guarantees also there from Game Time, which takes the guesswork completely out of buying basketball tickets, certainly when it's the biggest event around for hoops, the finals. Take the guesswork straight out. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account and redeem my code RICH, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, let's talk about them. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. We all know when something goes wrong with your car and you need maintenance and you need it fast and you need to make sure it's done right, that's when you turn to O'Reilly Auto Parts. Friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Back here on the show, our radio audience will return in less than 2 minutes' time. That's when we'll turn our attention to new Rams running back Blake Corum on this program. So, man, you played golf and you started the what? So, what did you do? You turn on a TV.
So
what's your system here? So then, would you YouTube TV it and then start from the beginning? Is that how you do it?
No.
You have a DVR?
Like, yeah, I still have the satellite, and so
we gotta fix you up on it. We gotta fix you up. Otherwise, what's going on?
I have both. I use both.
Okay.
And so I still have the satellite for the live sports, and so I recorded.
Yes.
But then I had the TV on Golf Channel, so when I came home, it would turn on.
So did you turn on the Golf Channel just as they were interviewing Vince Young? Oh, wait a minute. That wasn't Vince Young.
I saw that clip. How do you screw that up?
Oh, my God.
By the way, like, come on.
Oh, my God. That's a want-to-get-away moment.
For sure.
I can't. I can't watch stuff like that. It's too uncomfortable for me.
It's really uncomfortable. I just saw kind of the screen grab.
I'm not that sort of watcher.
Like, this reporter thought they were interviewing Vince Young. I'm like, oh, God. No, that's not Vince Young. Okay, move on.
Or you put it up, Hoskins. The question is, you know, if one thing's a hole in one or not, right? When somebody plays golf,
mm-hmm.
You know, I put up mine, right? Wondering if it's a hole in one. Whose is this?
That's me.
Oh, you did the same thing, huh?
I did the same thing.
That was actually
my first shot.
But you're not in the shot. So how do we believe it? Which is the question you right. asked of my wife as she was sitting here in this chair.
Right.
Well, in his defense, I think I asked that question.
Oh,
but I will send the video if you want me to.
Video?
Yeah, we're going to need some.
No, I don't care. I don't care anymore. Now I've lost interest. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com. Or just stop by. If I had to name the top 10 athletes in my life who have put a smile on my face more consistently than this guy, he's at the top of the list. I mean, seriously. He is a 100% dog when he goes about his business. And the Los Angeles Rams have already known that, I am sure. And fans will certainly learn it. One of the best in the history of the University of Michigan. Now with the Los Angeles Rams, Blake Corum here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Blake?
I'm blessed, man.
Yes,
woke up this morning, got me a little workout in, and now I'm on the Rich Eisen Show. Life can't get better than this.
Listen, and I feel the same way. And I just remember, you know, might have been, was it around this time last year? Or probably was a little bit earlier than that, that you phoned in to say, I'm coming back to Michigan. So it was probably, you know, earlier on in 2023 when you were kind enough to choose this show as a forum to announce that you were coming back. And I imagine you came back and envisioned what happened in the last year, Blake, right? When you look back on that decision?
Yeah, I believe it was a little earlier, but 100%. I mean, you know, who could have written a better story than that? You know, coming back, you know, getting a degree, first of all, from the best university in the world, and then going to war with your teammates and bringing the natty home. I mean, come on, man. It doesn't get better than that at all.
Now, one of the moments I have yet to ask you, and you were, you know, you've been on the show since winning the natty, as you said, and I bring it up because I spoke to Kevin Stefanski yesterday, coach of the Browns, because he's the one who drafted Zach Zinter, and I asked about Zach and how he's doing. And he brought up the moment against Ohio State in the Big House when he went down. And then you scored afterwards, and you flashed his uniform number at the camera. What was that moment like for you, Blake?
Yeah, that was one of my most favorite runs, just because I could feel what Zach was going through. Because if you look back, you know, a year previously, I was kind of going through the same thing, like, you know, planning on going to the NFL. You know, was having a great year. And then boom, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the sport we play, you can go down at any second, and I did, and then that happened to Zach, and so I felt for him. But I knew it was too big of a game to, you know, allow that to mess with your head. We just had to come back and play for him, and next thing you know, very next play, you know, the offensive line do what it did. I kind of baited the safety in to make him think I was going right, came back left, and, you know, headed to the pylon, and it was just a natural reaction to throw up a 6-5 for my boys. That, you know, I didn't plan it before or anything like that. Didn't even know I was going to score, but it was a natural reaction. Just, you know, shout out to, you know, Zach Zinner. You know, he had a heck of a career at Michigan.
And apparently, and again, the coach said he's doing well. So that's an update for you on that front. Blake Corum here
nice.
On the Rich Eisen Show. Walk me through your draft experience, Blake, where you were and what happened.
Yeah. I was at the Salamander Resort. Thanks to Dr. Sheila Johnson. She hosted a beautiful, you know, party for me and my family, friends. And, you know, the process was crazy. You know, right after you win a natty, you know, you go train for the combine, and you go to the combine, and you go to pro day, take visits and whatnot and things like that. But, you know, going into, you know, day two, I knew I was most likely going day two. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether they're in second or third round, I had no idea whatsoever where I was going to go. You know, there weren't many running backs going, you know, so the heart, you know, started beating a little bit. But for me, you know, I knew I was going to end up in the right position. And when the Rams called, when Mr. Snead, I talked to Coach McVay, Coach LaFleur, and you know, Coach Ron G. You know, when I heard them on the phone, I'm like, you know what? You know, who could have written a better story than this? You know, I started playing football at 6, and I played for the Falkir, the FYF Rams. That was my first team ever. And now I'm with the LA Rams, and it's been wonderful ever since I've gotten here.
Well, you already have a win in Southern California. We know that. I was personally witness to that moment in the Rose Bowl. But were you aware that you were on the Rams radar screen at all, Blake?
Yeah, I did. I had, you know, you can do like Zoom calls and sure. stuff like that leading up to the draft. And the week before the draft, I had a call with Coach Ron G. And just a great down-to-earth human being, man. I love, you know, learning from him. I love him being my coach right now. It's been phenomenal the last month. But we had a great, great phone call. And after that, I'm like, you know, okay, now the Rams are kind of, you know, on the radar. And you know, I didn't think I was going to end up here. You know, I really did have no idea, but I'm glad I ended up here, man.
I'm sure, because this offense and Sean McVay's running of it and the creation of it with the coaching staff is second to none. What can you tell me or anybody else that you're able to share about what your role is going to be in this offense?
I think they're just going to use me a little differently than Michigan did. You know, I was more so a bell cow for Michigan, where, you know, I was running the ball 20 plus times a game, right? It didn't really mm-hmm. catch the ball much. But, you know, obviously you see how they use Kyron, who was a great running back. You know, so I think they're going to kind of use me like a, you know, regular 3-down running back, you know, a guy that can, you know, catch, pass pro and run the ball. You know, something Coach Ron G tells us is, you know, no block, no rock. So, you know, we take blocking here seriously. And so they want a guy that can do it all, and I can do that for them. But, you know, like I said, it's been a great month, you know, OTAs, you know, just learning the offense and, you know, how disciplined and precise, you know, Coach McVay, Coach LaFleur are when it comes to this offensive scheme. And it's been great, man.
What do you got? Have you gotten a glimpse of Coach McVay's diamond like mine and being able to remember stuff? You got something like that already, Blake?
It's unbelievably, like, it's crazy, you know, how smart and intelligent he is and how he can just remember things, you know, on the top of his head. You can just tell he's a genius as a head coach, but he's really an offensive just guru.
Any similarities between him and Harbaugh at all?
Total opposite. total opposites in terms of personality. I think they're both great coaches.
Sure.
You know, but they're definitely total opposites. But I love Coach McVay's energy. You know, he's positive. He's consistent. You know, he's bringing the energy each and every day. Growth mindset. You know, even as, you know, one of the greatest coaches in the NFL at this point. So, you know, I love playing for him. You know, I'm excited to strap up and actually play for him. But I love, you know, going through these OTAs and playing for Coach McVay.
And anything that you think Michigan prepared you for this next level? What do you got?
100%.
What do you have?
100%. I think what Michigan prepared me for was just being where my feet were. you know, taking it a day at a time. And that's kind of what I'm doing here, you know, just being where my feet are, taking it a day at a time, like going into each meeting, each practice with the growth mindset, understanding that, you know, hey, I might make a mistake today, but I'm gonna grow from it, you know, and I'm gonna learn from it, from the good and the bad. Also, I think just coming from a kind of like a pro style offense, you know, playing under center, playing in a pistol and things like that, you know, prepared me for what we've done with this offense so far, what I've learned. And so, and just being a Michigan man, you know, I just like a good, you know, down to earth human being, you know. So, you know, I think Michigan definitely, you know, prepared me for this position.
And I love, by the way, that you're wearing 22. Did you try to wear 2? Did you try to get that?
You know, I didn't try. They hit me up and told me what numbers were available, and 22 made the most sense. 2 was taken.
Oh.
And I was like, you know what? Let's just add another 2 to that thing. You know,
I like it.
Deuce, deuce.
I like it. Deuce, deuce. That makes sense. And because I know Coach Sherrone Moore was using you a little bit differently in the college football playoffs and towards the end of the season. You know, there were a couple plays in the Rose Bowl, for instance, like Uncorked, where you were doing some things that I hadn't really seen you do very much as tendency breakers. Is that the sort of stuff you're going to be doing a little bit more now, you think, in this Rams offense and professionally, Blake?
Yeah, I think, you know, whatever they ask me to do,
sure,
you know, I'm capable of doing. Like, you know, I think, you know, going into the draft, something I wanted to prove to scouts and coaches that were watching was, you know, I'm a 3-down back. You know, I can catch the ball, even though I didn't really, you know, catch the ball much at Michigan besides the Rose Bowl. But I caught the ball, you know, sophomore year. You know, I wanted to show them I could do that. And so I think, you know, the coaches saw that. I definitely, you know, will be catching the ball. I think they're just going to use me as, you know, a 3-down back, someone that can do it all. And so, you know, for me, I'm just going to do whatever they ask me to do because I know I'm capable of doing, you know, everything.
Any sort of brain picking with Stafford that you've been able to have so far, Blake?
You know, I haven't, you know, sat down with Stafford and picked his brain.
Right.
But let me just tell you this. His ball placement, his IQ, and phenomenal quarterback. Just, it's crazy, you know, how he puts the ball where no one else can get it. It's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, he's a great man.
What do you mean? Give me a little bit more on that, Blake.
I mean, he just, the way he can, you know, look this way but throw the ball this way, it just, you know, it blows my mind. It blows my mind. But that's why he's, you know, he's been in the league so long and been great at what he does for so long, man. It's exciting, you know, being in the backfield with Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, and obviously with what you just described about him and then McVay, and then you talk to Cooper Kupp, and he sounds like McVay, right? Like, you must feel like you're like in a sort of like a football graduate class right now. You know what I mean? Like after your tenure in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, these players, you know, they're so intelligent and their football IQ is just, you know, through the roof. They're so smart, you know, when it comes to reading defenses, knowing their own plays. Hey, maybe we should do this. Maybe we should do that. So, you know, there's nonstop talk on how we can get better, what's working, what's not working, how can we, you know, fix it. And so, yeah, it feels like I'm in a graduate class, you know, every day.
Blake Corum, a couple minutes left with the rookie running back out of Michigan, now at the Los Angeles Rams, here on the Rich Eisen Show. You in touch with any of the guys who are also your fellow rookies? Okay. Have you spoken to McCarthy, JJ? You connected with him at all?
No, I talked to JJ at the rookie premiere.
Yep.
That was my last time talking to him. But, we still have a group chat going on. You know, those are my brothers for life. So, you know, everyone, you know, seems – to be doing well, whether they be playing, you know, for the Jets, Eagles, you know, the Bengals, you know, we had a lot of guys go. So, you know, everyone seems to be doing well, you know. I mean, I'm excited to see, you know, how this break coming up goes for them. And then once they put the pads on, how it goes.
Okay, so what is a Michigan championship, Michigan player chat like? I mean, what give me some insight here. Who's on it?
Yeah, I mean,
who's on
it? I mean, it's usually I think on the group chat right now, it's everyone that graduated.
Okay.
You know, so all the seniors.
Okay.
Like Trevor Keegan put in the chat, you know, what's everyone doing for the 4th of July? Let's get together, you know?
Okay.
Let's bring our championship ring, you know, get together and you know, maybe have a little party or something.
I like
know?
It.
Just get to catch up.
What's the chat titled? What's the chat called? What's it?
You know, I really don't think there's no title to it. I'm going to have to go back and add a title to that thing.
What? Should we come up with
a title?
Hey, give me one real quick. What do you think we should call this?
Sons of Isaac.
The Victors. Victors Valiant. How about this? Yeah, we beat everybody.
We beat everybody. I like that one, man. I'm going to have to go back.
Everybody.
Capital and everybody will be all cat.
Yeah, just exactly. But just don't use bet now that you're a pro. Don't do that. We don't need the NFL taking your cell phones and going, what? You know, we don't need that. But we beat everybody or the Victors or something like that.
About eyes and sons.
No, it's not about me. It's really about them.
You know?
No,
you love all of them.
Trust me, it's about me when we hang up. But say it again.
Eyes and sons. Eyes and sons?
No, don't worry.
That's not a bad one.
Blake, he loves you all as if you were his sons, bro.
So, hey, 100% true.
You have no idea. Or you might have an idea.
They're coming to my house July 4th. They don't even know it yet. Just put that in the group chat. Oh,
yeah, I will.
Okay, fantastic. I just looked it up. Jonah Jackson, your teammate, he went to Ohio State. If you talked to him, you mentioned him.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. What do you talk about in the huddle? Do you mention anything like this, or do you just want to talk about it?
You know, we haven't talked about it. You know.
Yeah.
You know, we just have. We kind of just stick to business. But. Mm-hmm. You know, OTAs are finished, you know, mini camp coming up. So, you know, once that's done, you know, we have a little break. I'm going to bring it up to him.
I think that's a good idea. Tread lightly, because he's listed at 312 pounds. So tread lightly. And here's what you should do, Blake. You should find out where Harbaugh's parking spot is in SoFi and leave your car there before a road trip and it's a home game for him and just say hi. You know, just leave him a note. What's up?
Yeah.
What's up, coach?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I should, man. I might have to do that.
Yeah, attack that parking spot like an enthusiasm unknown to mankind, Blake. That's what you should do. I've got your
true.
Whose parking spot is better than yours? Nobody's. That's what you should do. Do that sort of thing. Now that you're sharing it, you're sharing a stadium. I'm so happy to see you. I was so thrilled to see you in Los Angeles because I know exactly what this offense is. I know exactly who the coaching staff is. I know exactly about Les Snead. I know exactly about this town. I know it all, and this is just a perfect landing spot for you, Blake. Perfect. I couldn't be happier for you.
It's great, man. I appreciate it, man. Like I said, I've loved it so far, man. Just the culture that, you know, they have already built here. Man, it's just family, man. I love it. I love it so much.
Well, I can't wait to see what you do with the opportunity. Let's chat during training camp if you're willing, and I'll keep an
let's
eye on you, and let's keep talking. Let's keep talking. Come Stay
on,
in touch.
Let's get it, man. I appreciate you.
All right, go Blue.
Go Blue.
That's Blake Corum, everybody. He's about to rename the Michigan Championship chat. Either Victor's Valiant or We Beat Everybody. That's your choice. Just let me know. Text me what you decided.
We'll do.
That's Blake Corum, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show, ladies and gentlemen. It's not titled.
That's kind of weird.
Michigan got titled this year.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
Come on. Oh, dude. Every now and then I forget about it, and then I get all jacked up about it again.
Oh, I know.
Oh, man. First weekend in August. Seriously. Keep out. Keep out for an alert on your phone that something's happened at the jacket dinner. I got to reach out to Ty Law, Steve Hutchinson.
It's whatever lineman you can get.
Who else can I get there? Who else am I talking? Who else am I reaching out?
Charles.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Who else am I reaching out to?
Let's see. Who else?
At least the three of them.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like,
they'll all be there.
We need an, I need you at that exit. And I need to see you at that aisle leading to that exit. And I need you at those steps leading to that aisle, that exit. I need an exit strategy.
Eisen Palooza.
That's right.
Have you started working on your speech yet?
It's not a speech. It's not a speech. I'm not working on anything. You don't understand. Last 2 years, the last, yeah, but it's, Well, it comes from the heart and the gut, and I don't intend. I'm a host of a jacket dinner in Canton, Ohio. All right, yeah. Stark County, Ohio. The seat of football.
It's a good time.
Where football's immortals are enshrined. Okay, this is some serious history, and the people love this event, and they roll out the red carpet, and they could not be nicer. Mm-hmm. So I intend to match that hospitality with my appreciation. Every time I step to that podium, every time. And then as soon as I step to that podium, I hear somebody screaming, OH, OH.
And then all bets are off.
Or, you know, sometimes I'll hear, you know, go blow. I'll hear that. You know, I hear it. I hear things, but it's usually OH. And that's when the game's afoot.
So basically, you're like Dalton in Roadhouse. Be nice until it's time to not be nice. Yeah.
And then throw down.
And then, you know, you got to rip somebody's throat out.
What's up?
Then it goes.
What's up?
Then it goes. And but, so this year, man, I would just tread lightly with the OHs.
Like I said, Rich, I want to send my buddy Tadao with you to provide security because we need you to come back.
OH, and the response to that is N-O.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You didn't. All right, let's take a break right here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. AFC West, best case scenarios, baby. Don't miss it. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you could find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started. Have you, Colin Hanks, ever drank from the cup?
I have.
Oh, my gosh.
And it
Talk
was.
Talk to me about it.
It was.
What did you, may I ask, what you drank from the cup?
I'm pretty sure it was like a Molson Ice or something. You know, some Canadian brew, I'm sure.
It had to be Canadian brew. Right?
Yeah. No, it was absolutely incredible. I mean, when your team finally wins the Stanley Cup and you've spent your entire life rooting for that team.
Yes.
And then it happens. You cry like you, the little kid you were when you went to your first game.
Right.
My wife took photos, of course.
Yes.
Luckily, they have been deleted.
They have been deleted.
Yes, absolutely.
Never made it to.
But then when you actually get a moment, you know, to be able to just see the Stanley Cup in person and then, you know, one of the players goes, hey, you want a drink out of it? I mean, it's just giddy. Now, it's just childhood
You're not
joy.
Allowed to have it. You're not allowed to tip it yourself, though, right?
That's the player tips it.
Who tipped it for you?
Andrzej Kopitar. No. Well, Andrzej did. I drank from it a few times, if I'm being quite honest, on a few different occasions.
How many yachts are you water skiing behind,
it, no,
sir?
It was Dustin Penner was the first time. Dustin Penner was the first time.
And Kopitar was the second time?
And then Kopi did the second time, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when you're around the cup, there are rules.
Oh, very serious
there
rules.
There are rules.
Very serious rules. In fact...
The only one, you can't hoist it either, right? Unless you've won it or...
Correct. As I understand it, people say you can't hoist it over your head and shoulders unless you're a player. But that's obviously not true because, the equipment managers, the head coaches, a lot of them do that. So I think it's an organizational type a role. You have to have some role within that organization to be able to do it, but they're probably not going to let Jim from accounting do that.
Love Colin Hanks. All of his appearances on our YouTube page, please, or channel. Fill the grill and fire up the party, folks. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill today. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full great sear zone so you can put more food on the flame and food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You'll cook on two levels at the same time so you can make enough for everyone. You can add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill today. Jordan in California called in just as we went on the air, and that deserves a hello here at the end of hour one. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, Rich. How you guys doing?
What's going on?
Hey, so long-time listener. I absolutely love the show.
Thank you, sir.
And one of my favorite segments are, of course, Rich's power rankings. Many like it, but these ones are his.
Thank you.
This last one, though, I must say, was, and dare I say it, poppycock.
Oh!
By not having the Bengals.
Poppycock.
In the top 10. I mean, I would really like to know, where do you rank the Bengals in the AFC, specifically in terms of Super Bowl odds? How many teams are above them? And, have yourselves a nice hoo day.
Thank you very much. Yeah, hey, Jordan, listen. He dropped a polysyllabic word on people that, it popped. Yeah. Listen, I could have easily put the Bengals on this list. That's why just sitting here and trying to create a power rankings list at the top of June is dumbass and stupid, which is why I didn't want to do power rankings for years. And you guys have been pushing me. You beat me down because I'm like, what is a power ranking? Like, we're ranking powerful teams. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, it means whatever you want it to mean.
What's it mean? The fact that I didn't have the Bengals on my top 10 in the first week of June.
Fourth in Super Bowl odds right now.
And that's because of Joe Burrow.
The Bengals are good.
It's because of Joe Burrow. Right now, T. Higgins may not show up. I think he will, but he may not.
That man wants to get paid.
Okay. I need to see Chase Brown replace Joe Mixon. I don't doubt that he'll perform well.
Valid.
I think he's got some serious scrimmage yak ability.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Valid.
I just don't know, man. You lost your OC. Finally, you finally lost one of your important coaches. I'm nitpicking, clearly. Can the Bengals win it all? Of course. Could I put him 10th? Not, sure. Could I put him even 7th instead of the Browns?
Nah. Not in the way too early dumbass rankings you could.
You definitely should have.
Okay, great.
But,
But I'm sitting here and defending power rankings after June. I'll cape a little bit harder for it in September.
Rich,
but
I'm defending something I didn't want to do.
Exactly. I'm defending something I didn't want to do. And I'm defending something that is indefensible.
All right, just according to the Super Bowl odds, okay? According to the odds, you left out the teams with the fourth best.
Right.
That's Cincinnati and Buffalo are both 13-1.
Uh-huh.
The Eagles at 14-1. You left them off.
Right.
Green Bay. No, you have Green Bay on there. The Dolphins 24-1. And you have the Rams 32-1 and the Browns 40-1.
Which is great because, as you know, the people who are in the predicting business and the odds-making business aren't perfect. So you got to choose which ones are going to be off and wrong. And I, for all you folks in Cincinnati, I hope I'm wrong. They are top 10 in June. you know?
No Falcons.
Winning the shorts Olympics, the pajama Olympics. Hey, let's be more positive. Can we, please?
Sure.
Let's finish up strong.
Do it.
I came up with this idea so very much on the spot off the top of my head.
58.
I was just like, you know what I'm going to do? You know, because again, based on the passing of Bill Walton telling me to shine the light and be the light, I'm going to be positive for at least 8 days, like Hanukkah. And I'm going to come up with the best case scenario for every team in the NFL and do it division by division. This is the eighth and final edition of best case scenarios, and it is the AFC West. Hit it, please.
Best case scenario for each NFL team.
Yeah, here we go.
Let's do it. Let's do it. And let's finish up strong with the American Football Conference Western Division. And we'll start with the Denver Broncos. Here's their best case scenario, in my opinion. Bo Nix starts all 17 games. Hey. He gets a full-on season under his belt and proves his ability and how Sean Payton can connect with him. And he starts all 17 and is clearly the starter of the future and isn't a missed draft choice. And Javonte Williams essentially becomes Sean Payton's, what do you want to call it, Camara, Reggie Bush, right? And he picks up 1,500 scrimmage yards. And anybody thinks that that may not be a lot, only eight players had 1,500 scrimmage yards last year. Only eight in the NFL. And I want to see the offense start to get nice uptick. And I'll give them a playoff appearance as a wild card as their best case scenario. That they make the playoffs and they're a wild card team. And I think that would be a very good season for Denver with Sean Payton there. So I'll give him that. The Las Vegas Raiders.
The Raiders.
Max Crosby is your defensive player of the year.
Yeah, he is.
Condor goes in and he just absolutely kicks ass.
Yeah, baby.
Antonio Pierce is a coach of the year finalist. Ooh. And the Autumn Wind is a pirate. And they win the AFC West. My prophecy, 2 years too late for me to not piss off Chiefs Nation. Chiefs Kingdom, okay? Raider Nation watches the Raiders win the AFC West. And then this is the ultimate. They win the AFC West, and who's the wild card team that comes in to play them in the first week of the playoffs? The Kansas City Chiefs. And they exorcise the demons, and they clear out the stadium of the stink, in their mind, of the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl in there. And they're the ones who personally end the three-peat in the spot
nice.
Where the three-peat officially became possible with them winning a second consecutive Super Bowl. And that is the way the Raiders have a great season. That's their base case scenario. You like that, Jay Felly, Raider fan. All right, number two on the list. Justin Herbert is an MVP finalist for the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh wins coach of the year. They win the division. They're the ones who eliminate the Chiefs, and they make the AFC championship game. And that right there, folks, when Jim Harbaugh last first came to the NFL as a head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, he made the 49ers 7 games better in his first year there. Plus 7, 6 wins the year before, 13 wins the year he came. He won coach of the year, and they went to the championship game in the NFC. I say the best case scenario is he repeats that.
Mm.
And you see what Justin Herbert looks like with him. And that's the best case scenario for the Los Angeles Chargers. They're the ones who eliminate the Chiefs. They're the ones who personally prevent the three-peat from happening. And they repeat what Harbaugh did for the 49ers. And things are looking up. And lastly, the last best case scenario of any of the teams, I saved the 32nd and final best case scenario for the defending Super Bowl champs 2 times over. It's very simple. It is very simple because Andy Reid doesn't need coach of the year anymore. And how many MVP yachts can Mahomes water ski behind? You know, maybe just maybe you want to add something to this mix. Make defensive player of the year for Chris Jones because he deserves finally getting that honor. But the first ever three-peat.
Yep.
That's the best case scenario. It's the only case scenario one can say for the Kansas City Chiefs this year, which is what happens when you're back-to-back Super Bowl champs. And maybe Kelsey pops the question. Want to do that?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know if that's, you know, in the cards or what he wants to do. Yeah, no pressure.
Make an honest
no pressure. No pressure. The first ever three-peat.
Wow. Yeah, that's it.
And that's the final best case scenario for me to throw out there.
I did it.
for the 2024 NFL season. That's your AFC West best case scenario. Mike Florio will join us next hour. PJ Carlissimo will join us next hour. We'll talk about the latest in the NFL. And obviously, PJ will give us the latest in game one of the NBA finals that he called on ESPN Radio last night. Hour one in the books, hour two straight ahead. Now that we're done looking at the glass half full, an individual tweeted at you last night, Chris, or the show.
It was at me. It was
at you.
At me, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Saying that this individual has enjoyed this endeavor.
Yeah.
Of me giving the best case scenarios.
Correct. Yeah, really liked it. Yeah,
but cool. Red Black Renegade says as much as he's been enjoying this segment, what the people really need, or interesting use of the word need, is Chris Brockman doing a worst case scenario for each team.
Is that your burner account, bro?
Yeah, I tweeted myself. Is that what you're saying? Hey, look, I'm just here to give the people what they want.
But the reason why we don't do that, number one, is the idea was to be positive.
Right. Yeah.
I do believe, the only SportsCenter anchor at the time to go into management and saying, why are we doing a top 10, not top 10 list?
Yeah. Guess what's still in the air.
But, I mean, wouldn't every single one of those be someone important gets injured and coach gets fired?
No, we're not doing injuries. I wouldn't do injuries with these. But there are scenarios.
But the reason why a team that could be a 12-win team only goes and gets 5 wins is because someone gets hurt.
Or they just stink.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
So I would consider it if you don't go injury.
I'm not wishing injury upon anyone, obviously. So, you know, I could do this without that.
All right, let's see if we could cook something up. But I mean, 8 straight days of negativity. I'm not into that.
That might be a lot. That might be a lot.
Hey guys, welcome to the Candy Valentino Show. I'm Candy Valentino. I was a founder before I could legally order a drink. And for more than 2.5 decades, I've built, scaled, acquired, and exited multiple businesses in diverse industries. Now my goal is to help you by sharing the knowledge that I've learned, the mistakes that I've made, and the wisdom that I've developed over my journey. Bi-weekly episodes every Monday and Thursday.
The Candy Valentino Show, wherever you listen.